On today's show, Season 7, Episode 4, Humble Yourself. I'm going to talk about humility. Coming up on your favorite podcast show,
Cup of Dow.
Starting right now.
You're listening to Cup of Dow with your host, Chris L. McClish. Chris is a man with many roles, many journeys, and one spirit.
Hey, hope you're doing well. As noted previously, this Season 7 fourth episode is released with the first three episodes from Season 7, all released at the same time. Let's start. Here's a quote from the Tao Te Ching, Chapter 22. The sage embraces a unity of opposites. In order to attend to its totality, he does not focus on himself. By not claiming to be right, he becomes righteous. By not admiring himself, he merits admiration. By not being arrogant, he emerges as a natural leader. It is only because he does not fight the world that the world embraces him with ease. The old masters said, "He who surrenders wins." This was not just a clever saying. He who humbles himself finds a fount of power within and a world of welcome without, so he is able to overcome anything. Taking responsibility for your mistakes, in my opinion, is the way to go. However, I must admit that within a leadership role, that doesn't always equate to people admiring or respecting you. In fact, owning a mistake or multiple ones, contrary to popular belief, can make you appear incompetent. Along with that, being confident in your decisions could be an asset, yet I despise arrogance. Most people can see through arrogance, and over time, an arrogant person will not be admired as much as someone who is humble. Do you agree? Ask yourself this. Would you rather have people standing over your casket or grave saying he or she really thought a lot of himself or herself? Or would you rather be remembered as someone who is humble? It's so hard to admit your mistakes. And it's hard to own up to things that you have done that you shouldn't have. And hard to admit your flaws. At least for most of us. Many depressed people amplify their flaws and have a view of a distorted sense of doom, or they devalue themselves. I always like the concept of moving in the direction you need in order to find balance. For example, if you find yourself having a hard time owning your mistakes and you get really defensive, practice being humble and owning up to some of your mistakes. Do some self-observation of your flaws. If you find that you totally lack confidence and that you're always a failure, that's your belief, try to observe some positives, some strengths, some things that you are potentially good at or could be good at. If you can't observe anything, can't identify anything that you're good at, find something that gives you that sense of value, purpose, or meaning. Let's take a break. If you would like to connect with me or learn more about me, go to my new website, mcclish.me. That's mcclish.me. mcclish.me. Also, check out my book, Accepting Life on Life's Terms. Get it where you get great books. If you love the podcast, you'll love the book. You may find it helpful to do like a company does and write out a mission statement. What is it that you want to stand for? Also, write out some people, things, and ambitions that are important to you, what some people would call their values. Then do some reflection to see if you're moving in the direction of getting closer to the values, the people, places, and things that are important to you. Are you moving in a direction of the kind of life that you want to live? It's very important to practice humility, But balance that with some confidence building too. What are some things that you're doing that are not working? Are you drinking? Are you allowing your anger to control you? Are you escaping through things like technology? What are some things that you are doing that need to change? Also, are you ready to change? And are you committed to changing? What next steps do you need to do to change? And then once you start moving on those next steps, what do you need to do to keep those positive, healthy changes going? I'll leave you with that to reflect on. That's it for today's show. I look forward to seeing you next time. May peace and love be with you. Thank you.
Thanks for listening.
Have a good day. This podcast is a Coach CMC production.